WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, incredible people. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. How to build calm confidence. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs. It feels like every day we're bombarded with messages about who we should be, what we should achieve, and how we should look. And sometimes those messages come from the most unexpected place, our own minds. Ever felt that voice in your head whispering doubts? You know, the one that says, you're not good enough, or you'll never succeed. That's negative self-talk, and it can seriously sabotage our confidence and hold us back from achieving our goals. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our own negativity. The Stoics are masters at managing their thoughts, and they had some killer strategies for overcoming those pesky inner critics. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of negative self-talk and how to silence that voice once and for all. Here are five powerful takeaways that will help you build a more positive and resilient mindset. 1. Recognize the beast. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and identify those negative patterns. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm such a mess, or this project is doomed, acknowledge it. Don't judge yourself for having these thoughts, they're just thoughts, after all. Think of it like catching a sneaky gremlin in your mind. Challenge the narrative. Once you've identified those negative thoughts, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, our self-criticism is based on distorted thinking or past experiences that no longer serve us. Remember, your brain can be a bit like a Google search. It throws up whatever it thinks you're looking for. So consciously choose to look for the positive. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Instead of dwelling on negativity, try reframing those thoughts in a more positive light. If you find yourself thinking I'm not good enough, challenge that with, I'm learning and growing every day. Every experience is an opportunity to improve. 4. Practice gratitude. Cultivate a sense of gratitude by focusing on the good things in your life. Make a list of things you're thankful for each day, big or small. It could be a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, or the kindness of a stranger. Shifting your focus to the positive can have a profound impact on your mindset. 5. Embrace imperfection. This is huge. Remember that no one is perfect. We all make mistakes. We all face challenges. But those imperfections are what make us human and unique. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, view them as learning opportunities. Every stumble is a chance to get back up stronger and wiser. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation. You've put in the work. You know your material inside and out. But that nagging voice starts whispering doubts. You'll freeze up, it says. They'll think you're unprepared. That's negative self-talk rearing its ugly head. But remember what we talked about. Recognize the beast, challenge the narrative. Instead of letting those thoughts control you, remind yourself. I've prepared well. I'm confident in my abilities. Even if I make a mistake, it's okay, I can recover. See the difference? By consciously choosing your thoughts, you can turn that anxiety into excitement and power through the presentation with confidence. So, there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to overcome negative self-talk and build a more resilient mindset. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let those inner critics hold you back. Embrace the power of your thoughts and step confidently into the world. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to silence that negative voice? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep building a more positive and confident world together. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and never stop believing in yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.